This is the second time I've had to reclaim my property from you.
It belongs in a museum.
So do you. Throw him over the side.
Hello and welcome to episode number 2 of the Cultural Property Law Podcast. I am your host, Nick Dietz. The clip you just heard at the beginning there was Indiana Jones having a little discussion with a looter of various artifacts. In this particular case, they were discussing the 500-year-old Cross of Coronado, which had been discovered in Utah in 1912, according to the movie, and which Indy had been pursuing since that time. He clearly has fallen into the hands of the bad guys and is about to meet his doom unless he can escape, which of course he does, and he manages to grab the cross as well. With the cross in hand, he returns to his university and gives it over to his buddy Marcus, who then states the following.
Well done, Indy. Very well done indeed. This will find a place of honor in our Spanish collection.
So you might be thinking right now, well, okay, that seems fine. Indiana Jones defeated the evil antiquities looter and collector, and now the work will be on display at the museum. What's wrong with that? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with that. What right does Indiana Jones or his museum have to that work? He didn't excavate it himself. He was not given permission by any government to dig somewhere and to find it. He simply stole the work from what we are told is an ill criminal looter, and then brought the work to his museum. If he had stolen money from a bank robber, he couldn't just bring that money to his museum or anywhere else, because it's not his money, it's the bank's money. Just like this artifact is not Indiana Jones' artifact to give to his museum. It belongs to someone. Or rather, it belongs to some nation or some people. And in modern times, the issue of cultural property law deals with these matters. So if this situation arose today, there are a number of facts we would already have in hand and some we would need to know in order to proceed with possible restitution of the work. We know that it dates from the 1500s and is Spanish in origin. We also know when it was looted, 1912. And where? Utah, interestingly. So now that we know that, we would have to look at what laws were on the books in America in 1912, as well as what current laws might apply. Since Indiana Jones recovered the artifact at sea, we know that to bring it back to the U.S., he crossed international borders. So did he violate any import-export restrictions in transporting the good? Such as the National Stolen Property Act, for example. And in fact, the National Stolen Property Act was already on the books at the time of the movie, because it was passed in 1934, and the later incident I played the clip of took place in 1938. Under the NSPA, it is illegal to knowingly transfer stolen goods in excess of value of $5,000 across state or international borders. In this case, we know that Indiana Jones knew the goods were stolen because he took them from the looter himself. Next, we'd also look at NAGPRA, the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. Are there any Native American groups in the Utah area where the object was discovered that could make a claim on the work? Well, this would be difficult to show because the work is known to be Spanish in origin, but could then somehow a claimant in Spain be found, or Spain itself, or perhaps Mexico. In the first Indiana Jones movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark, we have a similar situation, where a piece of cultural property winds up somewhere in the U.S., and not necessarily where with its rightful owners. While the Cross of Coronado I just mentioned winds up in a university museum where people can at least go and view it, in Raiders of the Lost Ark, the antiquity in question, the Ark of the Covenant, winds up in a top-secret U.S. government warehouse. In terms of who has a right to possess the work now, there are several issues that would come up. For example, you have the issue of where it was found. Now, if it was found in what is considered Israeli territory or Palestinian territory. That's a political discussion over which boundary line you would use to figure out who gets to work. There's also a significant cultural aspect to the artifact, but in U.S. law, the cultural attributes of the work are only considered in issues involving Native American works under NAGPRA. Because under NAGPRA, Native American artifacts can be returned to either the tribe that lives in the region where they were found, or to the descendants of the tribe that used to live in that region. However, this can make finding so-called rightful owners much more problematic. For example, in the case of the Ark of the Covenant, most people would agree that the Ark is culturally connected to the current descendants of the ancient Jewish people. But if NAGPRA applied in this case, and I'm stressing that it does not, if it did, we would have to find out who the current descendants of the ancient Jewish people were today. Would that be referring only to Jews currently living in the Holy Land? Or all current residents of the Holy Land? Or all Jews everywhere in the world? Or what about Christians who split from Jews 2,000 years ago? And how could anyone go about proving they were a direct descendant from the relevant parties over thousands of years? As you can see, the more ancient the artifact, the more seemingly impossible it would be to prove a current person's connection to the ancient artifact. And just as a final point, I think it's pretty interesting that the movie is called Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, implying Tomb Raiders, when it's not really clear who the raiders in the title are. Is it the Nazis who are doing tomb raiding to get the Ark? Or is it also Indiana Jones, who does the same thing pretty much, except he, of course, is on the good side? So these were just a few of the interesting issues that come up when you consider the Indiana Jones movies from a cultural property law perspective. Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Cultural Property Law Podcast. This is Nick Dietz signing off.